This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A teenager from Elbert County has been arrested for threats involving schools in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
An affidavit from the sheriff's office says the 19-year-old, who goes by Lily Whitworth, admitted to planning shootings at Prairie Hills Elementary, Timberview Middle School, and Pine Creek High School. Deputies say Whitworth mentioned having attended Timberview. Authorities made the arrest late last month following a tip from the suspect's sister. Officials say the suspect had a manifesto, floor plans, and a list of firearms and how to 3D print them. According to arrest records, there weren't any weapons seen in the home, but there was gun cleaning liquid. Whitworth is facing one misdemeanor and two felony charges, including attempted murder. A court date is set for May 5th. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
A large wind tower manufacturing plant in Pueblo County is growing, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The South Korean company CS Wind broke ground on an expansion to its sprawling facility on Tuesday. When complete, the project is expected to boost production to some 10,000 wind tower sections annually and create about 850 jobs. A press release from the construction contractor says the new addition should be finished in 2028. CS Wind purchased the location from Vestas 2 years ago. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A rare fish disease has surfaced in Colorado for the first time. The muscle condition called sandy flesh was found in a walleye caught last fall at Lake Pueblo. Scientists don't think the disease is transmissible to humans, but they say people should not eat infected fish. An infection shows up when a fish is cut open. The meat will look brownish, like it has a freezer burn. Along the Front Range today, sunny skies, highs in the 60s, in Denver 66, Colorado Springs 64 this afternoon, mid-60s in Grand Junction today and tomorrow, and in Vail a sunny day, highs in the 40s with a chance for mountain snow on Saturday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.